Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com to this Holy Mass. I'm able to celebrate the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors a saint and one who is beatified. In the universal calendar, we honor Saint Bruno. He was a priest. He was the founder of the Carthusians. Today they number about 320 in the world. And the model by which they live is that while the world changes, the cross stands firm. And also in the United States, we honor Blessed Marie Rose de Rocher. She founded the Sisters of the Holy Names of Jesus and Mary. She was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1982. So we begin all prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back in the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who called Saint Bruno to serve you in solitude, grant through his intercession that amid the changes of this world, we may constantly look to you alone. Lord, who enkindled in the heart of Blessed Marie Rose de Rocher the flame of ardent charity and a great desire to cooperate in the mission of the Church as a teacher, grant us that same act of love, so that in responding to the needs of the world today, we may lead our brothers and sisters to the blessedness of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. O stupid Galatians! Who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? I want to learn only this from you. Did you receive the Spirit from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? Are you so stupid? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? Did you experience so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Does then the one who supplies the Spirit to you and works mighty deeds among you do so from works of the law or from faith in what you have heard? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. This was the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within the house, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel, Jesus isn't using a parable, but he's using a story or an example to get across to the disciples the whole idea of persistence. We usually associate the assistance and the persistence of prayer with those words, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And sometimes when it happens the very first time, the asking or the seeking or the knocking, we might say, God isn't listening to me. I'm not getting what I'm asking for. I'm seeking out something and it's not being given to me in return. And I think that's where the idea of persistence comes in. It's okay to ask God over and over and over and over again for something that means so much to you. It's not that he's not listening and hasn't listened, but his response may take some time, and also his response may be completely different from what we're asking for. What we think we need, God may say, "You don't need that. You need something else." And I think that we have to be open to how the response of God will come to us. It may come in a completely different way than what we are expecting. God has heard, but God is responding in his own good way. Sometimes I think we just take our fists and we pound on the doors of heaven. We knock on the doors of heaven. Give me what I'm asking for. And God on the other side is just saying, be patient. Be persistent in your prayer. Be persistent in what you're asking for. But let me allow myself to work in your life and in your heart in a way that I think might even be better for you than what you could ever imagine. We just bow our heads for a moment, thinking about what we ask for so often. and then asking God to respond to us in His own good way and in His own good time.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. For the Holy Father and all the bishops that we serve here at Relevant Radio, that we may continue to assist their work of spreading the gospel to the world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and that the laity will help support and promote vocations within their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to violence and persecution throughout the world, and especially for all refugees and victims of war and terrorism, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation and for all those in public office, that they will seek to promote the most important and basic human right, the right to life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the holy souls in purgatory, that they may soon be delivered from their sufferings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the living and the deceased members of the Follett and Malone families for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that You know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and Yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the sacrifices instituted by Your commands, and through the sacred mysteries which we celebrate with dutiful service, graciously complete the sanctifying work by which You are pleased to redeem us. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give You thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of Your saints, You make Your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of Your love. And that Your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and the saints, we too give You thanks as in exultation we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with St. Bruno, with Blessed Marie Rose de Rocher, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you. with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Grant us, Almighty God, that we may be refreshed and nourished by the sacrament which we have received, so as to be transformed into what we consume through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
My 23-year-old daughter was expecting her second child. I'm a father of 10 children. Wow. My middle daughter was expecting her second child at the age of 23. She had a successful cesarean section, C-section. Baby was healthy. Mother was healthy. A few days later, Elizabeth started hemorrhaging and had to be rushed into the emergency room. And she hemorrhaged throughout the day and into the night and had lost 8 pints of blood, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. And so they called her husband in and told him he should say goodbye to his wife, my daughter Elizabeth. And they had called a priest to give the anointing of the sick. She had been anointed, but she was just losing. All of her vital organs were shutting down. And he was desperate. So they called us. We're in Wisconsin. They live in New Hampshire. And so we needed to get out there as fast as we could. And so we were desperately trying to get flights out there. And in the meantime, I remembered having visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and having prayed at the fresco of St. Gianna Mola. And I remembered her story. And so we started praying to St. Gianna Mola and got as many people as we could to pray to St. Gianna. And within just a few minutes or an hour, whatever it took, the bleeding stopped and Elizabeth started to recover.
Wow.
And she completely recovered and is now a healthy mother of 2 children, hoping that she will be able to still have 4 children in the future. So wow. That's our St. Gianna Mola story.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
The Drew Mariani Show. A look at the news and issues of the day through the eyes of our faith.
This event could get out of control. We could see even nuclear exchange. We don't know. So for Pope Francis to come out and say he's going to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart, you got to fill us in. What does that mean? How do you interpret all this?
The Drew Mariani Show.
But the Great Reset goes beyond that. In fact, it sounds a lot like a form of socialism. So let's talk about it.
It's very important to realize they want to produce outcomes, not just opportunities. And that's very important to what they're after.
The Drew Mariani Show.
These numbers are ridiculous. 87%? That's high. Give me your assessment of the poll and what we're seeing. And are stress levels higher than they've ever been?
The short answer is yes, and we can say that with confidence.
A look at the news and issues of the day through the eyes of our faith. The Drew Mariani Show, 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.